Hey guys, thanks for tuning in again. Brent, dude, today let's give these guys the best chance that we can at helping them succeed, okay, at helping them win.
I like that.
You know, we're not in the exact position where we see ourselves in 10 years or anywhere close to where we actually want to go, but we're a lot further ahead than where we were when we first started. So if you have any ideas, I'm going to start with something that I think is just really important as you start to try to have success and to, you know, get aligned to where you want to go and where you what you want to be doing. And the first thing that I have is, you know, if you're someone who has an idea of where they want to go, you're already ahead of some people. We say it a lot, but the first thing you need to do is figure out where the heck you're trying to go. Okay. Now that doesn't mean that, you know, just because you want to be a millionaire, you need to go to work the next day. You need to go to work regardless of what you're doing if you're trying to support a family. But what I'm trying to say is that if you're in the middle of trying to become something and you have no idea how to do it, well, the first part is figuring out what you want to become. Okay, we say that a lot. When it comes to finding out what you want to do, how do you do that? The first thing that I would recommend is you have to start asking yourself some questions. You have to start asking yourself some tough questions, some detailed questions. And when it comes down to it, you know, unless you pay a coach or a counselor or a person out there, and some of us do or do not have the funds to go spend $100,000 a year on the top performing coaches that are out there. You know, so if you're not going to pay a coach, you're going to have to be the person asking yourself these questions, these hard questions like, what do I want? What will get me there? What if it were an easy thing to do instead of me making it so difficult? What if I could do what I want in 5 years, in 1 year, instead of in 5 years? All right. What if I was better at what I was doing? Where is the resistance in me getting to where I want to be? These kind of questions, if you ask yourself these questions and you write out your answers, they're going to start changing your mind and getting you aligned to where you want to be and what you want to do a lot faster than, say, watching 3,000 YouTube videos. Because when you're watching YouTube videos like what we're doing here, you know, you can see and get the information from us. But if you never align your own mind with the things that we're saying, then you're never going to implement what we're saying to do.
That's right.
So do you have anything to go off of asking the right questions to yourself? Have you ever been in a spot where you had to ask yourself some hard questions?
Absolutely. And I think a good point that you made there is that, you know, so many times we're just consuming, and we're not actually doing anything. How many times have we just watched like, yeah, I'm going to start this business, and years go by and they're just consuming the information, but they never actually put steps in place to make that a reality. So I think it is critical to know what you want. How am I going to get there? All these things are going to be questions that you have to ask yourself. But I think the main part is to actually doing things, like actually action items. And so many times, you know, we think of our dreams and everything as being so far away, and we waste so many times where if we would have just actually been actionable and doing things, the dreams would become reality sooner.
Yeah.
But so many times we're just consuming and never doing. So I think it is critical to ask yourself these questions, and then you have to really be proactive with your time and quit wasting time. Quit doing things that don't benefit you in that dream or that reality.
Absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to asking these questions, I mean, these questions are what's going to give you the actions that you need to do.
Correct. Like, and seeking counsel from, you know, people in your sphere of
mentors,
influence.
Mentors. We've talked about mentors and people that are already successful. But asking yourself these hard questions, and, you know, I would ask you, how else are you going to find out? If you're not going to ask yourself any questions, how are you going to find out how to get where you want to be? How are you going to find out how far you are from where you want to be? How are you going to find out what's stopping you from getting there? You have to talk with yourself and to yourself about where you want to go. And you're right. The actions is something that you have to do. Like, if you ask a bunch of questions and never take any action, what's the point? But also, if you're asking these questions and they're the right questions for yourself, you're going to align into the actions that you want. That's because you're going to be going after a result that you want.
Correct. And I think a lot of times by seeking good counsel, you can expedite your growth and expedite your business growth. There's been so many times where people have poured into us and helped us see things that we wouldn't have saw, and it probably saved us time that you don't even see.
Absolutely.
In the big picture, just because you're educating yourself based on other people. So many people in today's world want to share what they know. They want, like, just go on YouTube, and there's people all the time who have made it big, and they literally just spew information for free. So I think finding those people in your life that can look at it from the outside looking in, because we can attest to it. When you're in the weeds of building businesses, a lot of times you're so focused on what's in front of you that it's hard to take like a big picture view of things. So it is critical to have these people around you helping guide you in that dream and in that reality. But it's so important that you know exactly what you want to do and where you want to go. So many times I feel like people are so focused on the financial situation. Like that's all they really care about. And if you're coming from a desperate position, a lot of times you'll be blinded to the how hard it is because you're just thinking solely financial.
Absolutely. So
that, you know, that's kind of the hard part is it's like, I think a lot of the choices that we make, especially if you're coming from a position where you don't have $1 million sitting in the bank, is almost desperate. So what we see now when we're mentoring and helping people, because now we're in a position where we are 4 years into a business and understand how hard it is to run a business. So many times people are so gung-ho in the beginning that they're almost naive to the reality and they're just thinking financial. They're not thinking big picture. They're just thinking, I can do this and make $100,000, but then they don't even figure taxes, you know, payroll, all that stuff is so hard. So I think a lot of times we make hasty financial decisions without really thinking it through. And what he just told you to think about is going to help you think it through so you can be methodical with your time.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is talking about how to get you in a position to win better. Just because you make $20 an hour and work 40 hours a week and that's $800 and you can cut grass and make $800 in a week. It's like he said, you didn't take out any payroll tax. You didn't think about taxes. You didn't accumulate for any write-offs. You didn't think about your truck and your
wear
gas.
And tear.
You didn't think about anything. All you thought is, hey, I make $800 a week. How can I replace that income right now with doing something besides what I'm doing at work?
That's exactly right.
You know, and that's where a lot of times we go. But this gaining this clarity by asking these questions, until you have the right mindset to take you where you want to be, saying I want to make $75,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year isn't an achievable enough, isn't a specific enough goal to me. Like when you talk about your goals and you talk about writing the questions down to accomplish it, writing down that you want to make $200,000 a year is good, but what if your mindset is at $50,000? How are you going to get to $200,000? You're going to have to ask yourself questions. You're going to have to change your mind. You're going to have to change your action. You're going to have to change what you're doing. And you had mentioned something earlier. You said, you know, sometimes you have to quit things. Dude, when it comes to winning, I would recommend nothing more than to quit. And when I say quit, I'm not saying quit your job and quit your wife and quit your family. I'm saying quit doing things that do not serve you.
Yes.
Quit doing things that aren't making you money. Quit doing things that are a waste of time. Quit complaining all the freaking time. If you have nothing else to do but complain, that probably means you need to go ask yourself some questions and figure out where you're trying to go.
That's so true.
And try to figure something else out if that's all we have time for is to complain. Mm-hmm. So another part of this that's going to help you win is by looking at your calendar, looking at the things you do a lot repetitively, and quit some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely. And I think, too, so many times, you know, our content is geared toward entrepreneurs and everything, but I have so many friends that work in organizations that promote within. So it's like, we're not telling you got to just quit everything and start a business to be happy. No. Like you can literally, this is like, I'm talking, the stuff that we're talking here is in every area of your life. Like what we're talking about here, there's things that you need to quit in order to be a better dad. There's things that you need to quit in order to be a better husband. There's things that you need to quit in order to be that better employee. So how many times do you see a CEO making millions and millions of dollars and he just went through the process? And that is for some people. Some people love the structure of corporate and that's great, but if you're in a corporate environment, what is it going to take to get you to that next level? The same questions still apply.
Yeah.
You don't have to be just an entrepreneur to do this.
No.
And also, I'm all about being that five-star person where every area of your life is good. Your health, your finances, your relationships, your relationship with God is very important. So all of those areas, like Alex says all the time, it's good to do reflection and see, am I really being the best husband that I can possibly be? Am I really being the best steward of my money and all this stuff? And when you ask these questions, these hard questions, sometimes that's where you can find the diamonds in your life of like where you can improve stuff to where your life becomes better.
Absolutely. And I love that you pointed it towards not only work, you know, not just work, because like, yeah, it could be as simple as you're at work and you go to the bathroom and spend 30 minutes on your phone. And then you want to be better at sales, or you want to be better at doing this while you're at work or doing this. But hey, every day you have time to spend 30 minutes on the phone. That's what I'm talking about quitting. You need to quit that.
That's right.
You need to quit
things that don't serve you,
are not getting you closer to who you want to be and where you think you want to be and who you are aligned and have the potential to be.
In our country, our society now, dude, the distractions that are hitting us at all time. I mean, it's just,
Distractions are promoted. That's their job is to distract, so that they market us into spending our money.
That's exactly right. So you really got to harness this, and like you really like just. We did a fast at our church recently, and I fasted social media for 2 weeks. And dude, it is unbelievable the grip that social media has on us as a society. And, you know, for me, I'm not even trying to be an influencer, really. I'm not really trying to, I don't really get consumed with the likes and all that stuff. I couldn't imagine if I did, like if my worth was based off how many likes I got. But that's the reality that we're growing up in. There's so many things that are buying for your time that are not self-promoting, that honestly limit your growth because you're just consuming. Like we mentioned earlier, how many times are we just consuming? And I would rather you go on YouTube and consume beneficial information than just scrolling and like judging other people's lives, you know, seeing other people's highlight reels and comparing yourself to their highlight reels. That's honestly what we do. And then you just sit there and not do anything.
Yeah, we should definitely quit that too.
We should quit that.
And that's the thing. That's another great example. Like if an example is that you want to read your Bible in the morning, but you keep waiting until 9 p.m., well, dude, just wake up 30 minutes earlier. Like quit not doing it. Quit, change something about your behavior. Quit hitting snooze. Quit something to where you have more time, to where you get to accomplish the thing that you're wanting to accomplish. And that will help you align with where you want to be. And that will start changing your mindset. All of this stuff has to do with changing your mind, changing your mindset. There was times in my life, something I had to quit when I was younger. We were at a bonfire and a lot of my friends were there. And these are people that I had been, you know, drinking alcohol with for 4 to 8 years at this time. And they're like, hey, man, you know, I'm surprised you're still here. And I was like, dude, me too. You know, I think I should quit. I really think I should quit. And so within the next year, it went from, hey, I was drinking like 4 to 6 times a week to I dwindled it down to like 2 times a week to like now I drink like 1-2 beers every 3 months. Like, and what I'm saying though is I had to quit that activity. I had to quit that to get further along to who Alex Davis needed to be, and also who I felt called to be, and also who I wanted to be. I wanted to quit. I wanted to be more. I wanted to accomplish goals. Yeah. And so I just had to quit. And you may be in the same boat. It might be something stupid or small like drinking, or it might be something huge like a drug addiction. Like, I don't know. Absolutely. I guess alcohol is a drug, but regardless, it might be something small, minor, or it might be something huge. But you have to start asking yourself these questions and filling yourself out to get to where you say, hey, I think I need to change my environment. I think I need to stop doing these activities because they're not serving me. That's serving right. is something we keep bringing up. So is there a something or an example you have that you had to quit or change to get you further down the road?
Well, I mean, even I relate to you on the alcohol. I didn't have, you know, your testimony is amazing, what you came through with alcohol. And for me, I didn't really have that catch with alcohol. Like I did drink, and a lot of my bad decisions came from drinking, but I wasn't drinking every day. It was more of like once or twice a month. And I just hated the way that I acted. I hated, you know, some of the biggest mistakes in my life came from alcohol. Most people would say that, you know, because alcohol, there's not much good that comes from alcohol. But something that I really relate to is people who are going through gambling problems, because for me, I had to quit gambling. I got too deep into gambling. Whereas, you know, I was literally like working with a bookie and like getting my friends to gamble and all this stuff. And it just wasn't serving me well because, dude, it'd be a Wednesday night. I was watching North Texas play some school I don't even know. And I had the house bet on it. And I'm like nervous. Hannah's like, why are you even watching this game? It's a Wednesday night. And I'm just like sitting there nervous because I got a lot of money riding on this game. And it's a stressful way to live your life. And nowadays, gambling has a hold on our society. It's crazy, but just go to your ads and quick pick this, prize pick this. There's just so many ways that you can legally gamble now, even in non-legal states. So maybe you do need to quit gambling, because not only for me, I got to the point where financially it was a burden, because there's just gambling. There's no up. It's all up, down, up, down, up, down. And it's a wild roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
But also the time that you're wasting studying games, the time that you're wasting doing all this. If I would have took all that money and just put it in Bitcoin, I would have been in really good shape. Yeah, I know. So that was something personally for me. And I think, you know, you may be struggling with gambling. You may be struggling with alcohol. You may be struggling with some kind of drug. And you have to figure out what's not serving you and then go to work attacking that. Because it wasn't overnight that I was just like, okay, I'm done gambling. It wasn't overnight that he was just like, okay, I'm done drinking. It becomes a process. Asking these questions will help you identify those areas in your life where you do need to let some things go. You do need to quit. And then it's a process when you start that.
Absolutely. And we always, or everybody always says, like, in moderation, things are fine. Like, I'm not saying if you got on FanDuel, he's not saying if you got on FanDuel this week, you're not going to accomplish your goals. I'm not saying if you drank two Jack and Cokes on Friday night, you're not going to accomplish your goals. All I'm saying is that I would start drinking and I would never stop, and therefore I would lose like 6 hours.
That's right.
And it was fun. It was fun 7 times out of 10, but those 3 times I woke up in the bushes and didn't know what happened, and it was like, whoa, what? Whose number is this? Like, what do I, you know what I mean? And
it's not
like,
serving you.
It's not getting me further. It's not helping my character. It's not building anything for me. So we're saying, if you're having, if you see something that comes up consistently that maybe you have a hard time saying no to, that's the thing you need to quit. That's the thing that's taking away all your time.
Yes.
That's the thing that's not serving you. Or, you know, if it's not serving you, like, what's it doing for your wife, your kids, your family around you?
Yeah.
Like,
and even for me, I felt bad. A point in this is like, a lot of times, if you have the personality that I have, I'll bring my friends down with me. Like, cause I, you know, it wasn't drinking for me. I definitely drank my fair share, but gambling, I was like, check this game out. Let's bet on it. And then next thing you know, all your friends are betting on this game, and then you lose and you feel like an idiot, or you win and the highs are, everybody's happy, but it's just a roller coaster ride. So many times our bad habits affect those around us, and we don't even really see that. We don't even see. Like, you can either be a good example or a bad example. Either way, you're an example.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't think that your actions are rippling off into the people that are surrounding you and your environments and circles and friend groups and this and that, like, you're wrong. That's right. If you don't think that, that's a very ignorant thing to think. If you think that you don't matter, every single one of us that are human beings on this earth, I have certain spiritual beliefs because Jesus Christ died on the cross. But every single person on this earth has an infinite being to them that they can be whatever they want.
That's right.
They can accomplish anything they want. There is no limitation to that person. They can do anything. And, you know, like I'll mention it again, but like, my thoughts on that are backed up by the Bible. But dude, regardless of what I believe spiritually, you can still quit. You still have the power to move your energy and atom of your body. We're made up of cells and atoms. You can move it past whatever you're going through.
That's right. You can
move it into a new existence. You can move it into new habits and new formations and new everything. But it starts here. It starts asking yourself the questions, getting clear on where you want to go. If it's not clear, it's going to be too hard to do. You think, like, if you had to quit gambling and you didn't have a clear reason why, like, how hard would it have been to quit?
It would have been hard. And it was hard.
It's hard without it. But with the clear picture, it's still hard.
Exactly. So. And I got to the point, a lot of times, so many people hit a breaking point. And that's what happened to me, that it ticked on so long that I finally hit a breaking point where something just terrible happened and we lost a bunch of money. I lost a bunch of money. My friends lost a bunch of money. And I finally had that realization. And then so many times for our people with alcohol, they get a DUI or something crazy happens and they finally hit their breaking point. I don't know if you had a breaking point, but when that breaking point hit for me, it made it easier to quit. But if I could have just quit earlier because I asked these questions, it would have saved me a lot of time and struggle and heartache and
money,
stress and money and all the above. Like, so many times you can know what needs to change, but you just spend year after year just feeding that addiction, feeding that beast, and then something crazy happens. That, how many times do we see that? Often. It's finally, they hit a breaking point and they gave their life to Jesus after this happened. But you can expedite that growth by asking these questions and not waiting for the world to collapse on you before you finally make the change.
Breaking point.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And so what we're saying is that if you want to win, figure out what do you want, figure out what's going to get you there, find out how to get ready, because like he said, this is all a mindset. Again, I'll repeat it. This is all a mindset. The reason that he gambled and the reason I drank a lot was because our mind said this is a good thing. It feels good. It is good. I can change my mind now. I can change my mind like that now. But you can change your mind to say this is not a good thing. This is not serving me. This is bad. I need to make better choices. But you have to change your mind. And sometimes it's the question you ask before you get to the mindset. The question you ask before that says, hey, is drinking good or bad? That question is the question that can change your mind. Not so much the mindset itself, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, and I think too, by quitting things, I love one of my pastor friends, Craig, talked about when you quit something like porn or when you quit something like gambling or drinking, it creates like a void in your schedule and your life and what you were doing. And a lot of times a void is bad. So you have to fill that time with something else. So like if you're quitting drinking, if you're quitting gambling, if you're quitting something that doesn't serve you, what can you fill with that time? Well, if this is more development stuff, is like, man, I really want to get to this next level in my career, then you probably should be filling that void with stuff that's going to fulfill that destiny for you, whether it's Excel or whatever you need to do in your work to get better, start watching some YouTube videos, start seeking mentors in that field to get to the next level. For us, you know, we seek entrepreneurs who are doing it at a high level. We seek builders. We seek all these people to give us advice, and it helps us get to the next level. But what do you fill your time with the stuff that you quit? And I just want to make a point here because he brought it up earlier. Putting the Bible in that schedule, putting God and that time in my schedule has changed my life. Like prioritizing my time with Jesus. And essentially, I would wake up in the mornings and start looking at gambling lines immediately.
Wow.
Now I wake up and I read my Bible for the first 30 minutes to an hour every day. And it fulfills me. It helps me. It gets my mind right for the day. And it helps me understand that it's deeper than just money I'm going to make today. It's deeper than the business that I'm going to operate today. It's more of like, what can I do to be a good person? What can I do to help somebody else? And that filling that gap with Jesus and the Bible has really helped me to prioritize the things that need to be prioritized. So I just want to say, once you quit some things, it's critical that you fill those times with stuff that actually serve you well. So it's kind of cool. You remove the things that don't serve you well, and you put in things that serve you well. And it should expedite where you're trying to go in every area of your life. Every single one.
Yeah. And we can totally relate. Like, we know that that's easier said than done. That analogy just seems so fun and easy, but it's hard. It's Absolutely. Hard to start spending your time when you have habits and triggers and things that are going off. Like, oh, it's 6 o'clock on Friday. Oh my gosh. I probably for like a month, I started shaking at that time. I don't really remember, but it's like, probably it was like 8 years in a row, you know? So what he's saying is to find something that serves you and put it in the same time slot that's of something that didn't before. But what we're also saying is, like, we know how hard that is. What it's going to take before that is for your mind to change and for your mind to say, hey, I would rather serve myself something good than to continue down this bad, tragic path or whatever it is that's wasting my time and not really getting me forward.
That's right.
So, and maybe we'll talk about purpose on the next one too, because that's basically when you put the Bible in there, I mean, having purpose into what you're doing too is
changing everything.
But that's another like hour, half hour.
That makes it to where it's easier to go and do these things. Cause like you said, it's way easier said than done what we're talking about. And it takes practice. I mean, we're literally 4 years into our business journey, and there was probably 5 years of work that we both put in before the business even started, of stuff that we were reading, stuff that we were consuming, things that God was working in our lives. And now we're 4 years into building a business and building businesses. And dude, it's still challenging, but these things that we're talking about, if we would have went back and really been methodical about these questions from day one, we probably would be farther ahead. So now we're just trying to help you guys see that, to expedite your growth, to expedite where you're going, because a lot of times you don't know what you don't know. And we were just, you know, when you're all in, you've burned the bridges and the back's against the wall, you're just fighting every day to stay alive. Sometimes that's not where you want to act. You want to be in a position to where you're thinking clearly, where you're not in a position of desperation. But so many times we put ourselves in a situation of desperation because we're not asking the right questions.
Yeah. And the questions also, the last thing I'll say, the questions will also give you that why. They'll give you that purpose. They'll give you, you know, ask yourself questions until you understand exactly what it is you want to do and exactly why it is you're doing it. And once you get there, your life's going to start unfolding into the terms that you want to have instead of you taking the terms life gives you.
That's right.
So thanks, guys.